the specter of the night. Cause I am just an animal, a strange inherent. There's a ghost in my home, but it's better than being alone. Meaning red receipts with no bin flying. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. We're going to be right back after the news, weather, and another song.
From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul announced April 27th that, and I quote, a conceptual agreement has been reached, end quote, in negotiations on the state budget that was due April 1st. The new budget spends $229 billion with changes to the bail law and more aid for schools. The deal includes raising the minimum wage to $16 an hour in New York City and to $15 an hour north of Westchester, with further increases indexed to the rate of inflation. There's also an expansion of the child tax credit and money for publicly financed campaigns. Schools who had to process budgets of their own without knowing how much money they would be getting from the state will receive a record amount. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that three Rensselaer County government officials have been indicted on federal criminal charges of using fraud and intimidation to obtain absentee ballots in the names of voters for primary and general elections in 2021. Richard W. Christ, the county's director of operations, is one of the three indicted. James R. Gordon, director of the county's Bureau of Central Services, and Leslie A. Wallace, a longtime political consultant, listed in public records as an, and I quote, assistant for constituent relations, end quote, in the office of Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin, were the other two indicted after turning themselves in to the FBI's Albany headquarters on April 27th. They all entered not guilty pleas. They were released on the condition that they do not travel outside of the United States. U.S. Magistrate Judge Andrew T. Baxter warned them against trying to influence or intimidate any witnesses. The indictments allege that the trio conspired to use their official positions to violate the constitutional rights of county employees under them, intimidating them into requesting and filing absentee ballots. They each face up to 10 years in prison if convicted of conspiracy to violate constitutional rights, while Gordon faces up to 20 years in prison for witness tampering, and Wallace could get 5 years in prison for making false statements. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that Greenville voters must decide whether to approve a proposed $34,227,771 school budget for next year at the May 16th election. The proposed budget is $530,329 larger than last year, with a 2.47% increase in the property tax levy. The plan includes opening the school's fitness room to the community 2 evenings a week. The story does not itemize what programs are getting funding increases and which are getting cuts. Residents in the Greenville School District vote on the annual spending plan is from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. May 16 in the Scott M. Ellis Elementary School cafeteria. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jane Kaufman reports in the Berkshire Eagle that spring is here and local bears have ended their hibernation. In Massachusetts in the 1970s, there were only an estimated 100 bears, while now there are an estimated 4,500. So they will inevitably come into contact with humans. To make their visits less frequent, experts urge homeowners to remove bird feeders and pet food from outside home and store trash indoors until the morning it is taken away. The Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife also recommends cleaning grills, double bagging trash, or sprinkling trash with ammonia to reduce the odor, and keeping meat scraps out of compost piles. And anyone with orchards, chickens, or beehives should install electric fencing to deter bears. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. I was holding in a burp that whole time. Excuse me.
Is that why the Hudson was so delayed?
A little bit, yeah. And now that is out of my system. Today, we're going to be talking about the tales of time and how time has progressed. Not only are we going to make our predictions for like what the future is going to look like, we're going to be talking about like travel, how like, you know, agriculture, how food grows, but we're also going to be going back in time, like the 1900s, and looking at what they thought the future was like. So we're going to go back like a little bit more than 100 years and see what they thought we're going to be like now. So that's going to be an interesting show.
Okay.
And we also got a bunch of music. And apparently, I'm just going to correct something I said earlier. We don't have a news update or weather today, so that's interesting. But, you know, I'm here to cover it. You know, I'm trying at least. it looks like Saturday, there's going to be some showers, you know. Probably. 68% chance. You might face it. It's going to have a high of 52, low of 46. This is Catskill specifically. Sunday, you got 63. High of 63. Nice, warm weathers. And it's good that it's going to be warm because it's going to rain for sure.
Okay. We've
got a 93% chance. You know, okay. Hopefully there's going to be a rainbow. I've seen one, a double rainbow here.
Yeah, I've seen.
But what's it called? I want to see a rainbow during a thunderstorm.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of it. Just like not in person, you know. But back on track with the weather, you know, it might rain for the rest of the day, week. All the days are around the same temperature. The lowest temperature it's going to be, lowest of lows, is going to be on Tuesday at 41 degrees, the lowest. And the high for Tuesday is going to be 55. So, yeah, that's mainly the weather. I think I did my best. I'm not a qualified weatherman.
Could I play like one clip? Yeah. From an old show.
Go for it.
Talking about, and if you really know, then you know what this is from. It's from Doctor Who, and it talks a little bit about, it's basically about time travel. It's a whole show about time travel and all that stuff.
Now, let's actually talk about that, because time is like wibbly wobbly, as it's going to talk about. So this is a good introduction.
Have you ever heard of that?
We'll see.
Like, wibbly wobbly, timey wimey stuff?
I think I might have heard it like, I'm not sure. Here, let's play it.
Okay.
It sounds familiar.
Wibbly wobbly, timey-wimey.
Actually, never mind that. You can do shorthand.
So?
What matters is we can communicate. We have got big problems now. They have taken the blue box, haven't they?
The blue box,
the
time travel.
The angels have the phone box.
The angels have the phone box. That's my favorite. I've got that on a t-shirt.
What do you mean, angels? You mean those statue things?
Creatures from another world.
But they're just statues.
Only when you see them.
What does that mean?
Lonely assassins, they used to be called. No one quite knows where they came from, but they're as old as the universe. Or very nearly. And they have survived this long because they have the most perfect defense system ever evolved. They are quantum locked. They don't exist when they're being observed. The moment they are seen by any other living creature, they freeze into rock. No choice, it's a fact of their biology. In the sight of any living thing, they literally turn to stone. And you can't kill a stone. Of course, a stone can't kill you either, but then you turn your head away. Then you blink. And oh yes, it can.
Don't take your eyes off that.
Don't.
That's why they cover their eyes.
Blink.
They're not weeping. They can't risk looking at each other. Their greatest asset is their greatest curse. They can never be seen.
Oh, yeah,
loneliest creatures in the universe.
You said what?
And I'm sorry.
If they look at each other, they're stuck forever.
I am very, very sorry. It's up to you now.
What am I supposed to do?
The blue box, it's my time machine. There is a world of time energy in there they could feast on forever, but the damage they could do could switch off the sun. You have got to send it back to me.
How? How?
And then it stops there. So, this show is called Doctor Who. It's one of my favorite shows. Love the show. If you really like time, and like time travel and stuff like that, I feel like you'll like the show. And the reason why I say that is because it's just Doctor Who. Like,
you
know, I can't describe it any better.
You know, real life time travel is possible.
Through like planes and stuff, right?
Yeah, I believe it's either related to altitude or speed traveled. But, for example, astronauts, like, they're younger than people on Earth for the same amount of time that's passed by on Earth. So, I mean, I'm super curious about that.
Can I play this video, this other video?
Yeah, of course.
Of him.
With
loud noises. pretty soon, I'm about to play this other video of him explaining time travel. It's real quick. Since we're going to be talking about time.
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Great.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
It is like that, though. You know, he's not wrong.
And that, as we were walking, I said earlier, That is a Doctor Who quote.
I mean, he's not wrong. Time is big wibbly-wobbly, you know.
Wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
Age at the same rate, like, faster than somebody. It's weird. Like, that's why space-time, that's why that term was invented.
Space-time.
But, yeah, what's it called? Anyways, it's like special relativity. That's what makes time travel possible. Einstein knew a lot about it. I'm not Einstein. I'm not even close, so I'm not going to try to explain it. Because that would be like a kindergartner trying to explain calculus.
Okay. Or, I have a question real fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of every time travel like show or movie or anything, which one do you think is the closest to like quote unquote reality? If you can even use that word reality.
Well, I would say,
because like
anytime they travel into the future, because the thing is, you can travel into the future, you just can't ever travel into the past. We're all traveling into the future right now at a rate of 1 second per second.
I mean, but I feel like you can travel into the past. Because if you can travel to the future, why not the past?
I mean, the way time travel works here, okay, this is going to be like a kindergartner trying to explain calculus. But
I mean, also, I'm a big time travel nerd, so we're kind of like talking something like about something that I really love and I'm really passionate about. Like,
that's
I
awesome.
Love anything to do with like time or
okay.
Like time travel.
So here we go. So in special relativity,
yeah.
Oh wow, this is the Internet Encyclopedia of Philosophy. So in special relativity, we can find a kind of natural time travel. An example of special relativity travel is an astronaut who travels at some distance in the universe at a velocity near the speed of light.
Near the speed of light is crazy.
The astronaut's personal time elapses at the same rate it always has. So,
to them, it's the same time as always, but for us, it's
for them
faster. For us, it's faster.
For them, time is just normal, like 1 second per second, right?
Yeah.
But for us, they're traveling almost
like
into the future, kind of.
Oh, that! I feel like it could be the same thing with like traveling to different places, like like time zones. Because, like, you know, different times, different hours.
Right. I'm trying to find a good explanation on this site because this is a big wall of text.
Just skim it.
Okay.
Like send it in your way instead of like the. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Time. So, okay. Time dilation. That's the term.
I've heard of that.
That's the term I'm looking for. Now I have something perfect to Google. Perfect. Time dilation for dummies. I'm looking that up.
Time dilation not for you guys. Dummies.
I just hit my phone. See. Perfect example of what I was going to say right there. Not for you guys. I think you guys are smart. I'm a dummy, so this is for me trying to explain it to you. That's why I just accidentally threw my phone. But time moves differently for two different people. Time moves slower for an observer who is not, like, moving at all. But if you're moving fast, like super fast, near the speed of light, time's going to be moving faster. So if somebody went on a spaceship... Right, traveled 90% of the speed of light.
Yeah.
And then came back to Earth, he would be like, you know, whatever, how much time that took, like a year for him. But he would go down and people, like his relatives,
would be a year old.
Middle aged.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh, is that why, like when you talk about like going through portals and like different time relative dimensions and stuff like that, like it's like, wow, bro, why are you so old now? And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, another interesting thing, it's because there's gravital time dilation. So, somebody up on a mountain is going to be younger. Like, let's say somebody lived on a mountain, right?
Yeah.
Their whole life.
Okay.
They're going to be younger than somebody on the Earth. And they came
because of how high. Because of how high they are?
Yes. See, gravity affects time as well. That's time is really just wibbly wobbly.
Ooh, could I show you wibbly wimey, timey wimey stuff? Could I show you one more clip?
Yeah. Because
I feel like you'll really like it. Also, there's like music in this show, and it's really emotional. So it's like this is like I've showed you two clips. The doctor, they call him the doctor. The show was called Doctor Who because no one knows his real name.
Yeah. Here, can I interrupt one real... This is a perfect quote. Time dilation is a result of the fact that speed of light is constant. No matter how fast you're moving, the speed of light will always be the same. This means if you are moving close to the speed of light, time will appear to slow down for you.
Okay.
Einstein realized that if he were traveling at 186 miles per second, the clock's hand, which moved so solemnly, would appear to completely freeze.
That's probably how the Flash feels.
Right? That's how, I guess, he travels into the future?
Because he moves so fast.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually science fiction.
Yeah. So, like I was saying, right? I feel like the doctor, his name's the doctor, but the show's called Doctor Who because no one knows his real name. It's just the doctor. He's an alien from a species called the Time Lords. The reason they're called the Time Lords because they travel in time and they regenerate and stuff like that. Like, you know, like, for example, like... You know how, like, you could pass away? They're basically immortal, but their bodies are always changing. Like, for example, you could change into me if you were a Time Lord, but Time Lords have two hearts.
I feel like they could have more. They're just not trying hard enough.
What?
More hearts.
They don't need more hearts. They have infinite lives.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, so this is basically, like, I don't want to say a breakdown, but, like, basically a short little... explanation of how long they live and the music. I feel like you like this
creepy vibes.
If you want to watch the episode, it's not that creepy.
Okay then, that's what I'll do.
My boy Matt Smith,
I will tell you a story.
Yeah, the doctor gets replaced, right?
Yeah, he regenerates.
Wake up.
I feel like you'll like this song. Very harmonizing.
I cling to your body. these people who lived in terror of you and your judgment, all these people whose ancestors devoted themselves, sacrificed themselves to you, can you hear them singing?
Existential, psychological, I don't want to say terror, but like,
yeah,
expansive.
Like, you're a god.
His speech is crazy.
You're not a god.
It used to make
you're
me cry every time.
Just a parasite. Eat now with jealousy and envy and longing for the lives of others. Ooh. You feed on them, on the memory of love and loss and birth and death and joy and sorrow. So.
A lot of people love this doctor.
Take mine.
A lot of people grew up with this doctor. I grew up with this doctor.
Take my
that another
memories.
One.
But I hope
he has so many.
Big appetite. Because I have lived a long life, and I have seen a few things.
He's trying to take his memories, or like eat off those memories.
From the last great time war, I marked the passing of the Time Lords. I saw the birth of the universe, and I watched as time ran out, moment by moment, until nothing remained. No time, no space.
I'm super into, like,
just me.
Mysticism and, like, what the universe needs.
Yeah,
the laws of physics were devised by the mind of a madman. And I watched universes freeze and creations burn. I have seen things you wouldn't believe. I have lost things you will never understand. And I know things, secrets that must never be told, knowledge that must never be spoken, knowledge that will make parasite God's place. So come on then, take it. Take it all, baby.
He had so many memories and so many adventures and so much time that he needs. It implode.
Singularity, almost.
Yeah.
Is it coming back? Is it going to become a black hole?
Basically.
That's what it should have been.
If I remember correctly, I think it did. I think it just imploded on itself.
It would have been cool if it became a black hole.
I think it did.
That is super interesting. Because what's it called? It's like almost,
so many.
Man saw entropy collapse on itself. The universe collapse on itself. So
he's
beyond time.
He's went to the end of time. He's gone to like his own grave.
Yeah, that's wild.
This show is crazy.
Yeah, that is insane.
We have to binge watch this show one day. And I swear.
I like the psychological things it's talking about. Like,
you wanna know
that's actually one of the theories, though, of the universe. A very common theory is that the Big Bang is an explosion back in time, and that the universe, when it explodes, like the heat death of the universe, that's the Big Bang.
So when we're all gone, it's the Big Bang?
Yeah, that, and then that starts time.
Oh, so the ending of us starts time.
And if that is the case, that means everything. Or, I mean, not
quote,
exactly.
Quote.
I mean, I'm a predeterminist, though. I don't. I mean, if that is the case, I would be. Which means, like, the way time or and everything works, like, it's all.
It's already happened.
Yeah, exactly. Like a loop.
Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, that was also the end of Futurama. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, good science fiction, you know, based off of real.
That kind of makes sense.
Making good fiction.
I feel like that makes a lot of sense. Why do you? Could that be because like a lot, why a lot of people get deja vu? Because think about it, if everything has happened before...
I like that.
That means we get some memories. Like, why do you think something's so familiar to us? Because it's already happened, deja vu.
That we have to talk about, like, a bunch of crazy theories, too. Because now you're making me, like, think of reincarnation and all
right?
That,
right, okay, yes. I feel like we should write down a list of shows.
Right.
I feel like our next show should be reincarnation or, like, just crazy theories.
Yeah.
Are you cool for that?
Yeah, I bet.
Okay, we should write
a
paper or
something. Next show, just theories of everything. Like, why do things work? But with that being said, you are listening to, tuning into 90.7 FM WGXE Clubhouse Radio, and you're listening in Catskill, Acre, or Hudson. And if you're not, you listen in online. That's cool. We love you all the same. You're part of the Clubhouse crew. We still don't got an official name. We're coming up with one.
Thomas, how's your day?
Thomas, if you want to email us, if your name is not Thomas too, but if your name is Thomas, you got to email us.
You're a special guest today.
No, your you got to email us if your name is Thomas. Otherwise, your mother will be very disappointed.
Right.
At ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. One more time, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. No spaces. And then you're good. But with that being said, we talked about some theories of time. So we're going to play you a quick music video. And then when we get back, we're going to be talking about.
Did we ever introduce ourselves?
I think we might have forgot.
Right? Well, if you're wondering who I am.
Yes, we did, because the universe already happened.
Well, it's already happened, so might as well have it again.
Exactly.
I am your lovely sound engineer, DJ Shamalini, with my lovely, lovely host,
DJ Cola, and we will be right back after a music video.
Woohoo!
Be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
Yeah, I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous.
I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
I'm only
game, I ain't been here long, so forgive me if I get this wrong. I get lost sometimes, literally I roam. I had to figure certain things out on my own. Make a phone call home to the ones I love. Crazy out here, hey, you high off drugs. To be real, man, I thought about pulling the plug so I can go fly high with the ones above. Yeah, I don't want to be judged, I just want to be me. Even though we buy chains, we just want to be free. I don't want to be judged, I just want to be me. We just want to be free.
You got to be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
Yeah, I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous.
I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous. The pros and the cons of being a bomb. Baby, you can have the ticket, might not be your time. But oftentimes I gotta remind myself to combine my thoughts and never deny my help. A whole lot richer and a whole lot quicker, but I had to slow it down cause I ain't no grave digger. White folks yelling, yo, that's a brave. Paparazzi taking pictures like I'm in a cage.
I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me. Even though we buy chains, we just wanna be free. I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me.
We just wanna be free.
You got to be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
Yeah, I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous.
I'm only human.
I'm not perfect, just a person.
I'm only human.
Sometimes happy, yeah, sometimes nervous.
You took your smile back to New York, but you left your toothbrush. And I hope you bought a new one, but I'd love you toothless. I used to sing while on the show, and now I don't. Cause you're not there to sing along while you put your makeup on. You took your smile back to New York, but you left your toothbrush. And I love you just the same, but I'm worried words lose weight. Does it hit you just as hard? From 3,000 miles away, from 3,000 miles away, from
I used to like to go out before I met you. Now I just go out to forget you. Put my nice shoes on so strangers can't tell that I miss your dirty Air Force Ones. I used to like to go out before I met you. Now I just go out to forget you. Put my favorite shirt on so strangers don't know that it looks way better on you. Took my heart to California, now it doesn't work right. Yeah, it beats and yeah, it bleeds, but damn, it hurts every night. And not only just because you are alone, but ever since we said goodbye, well, I just happened to be both. I took my heart to California, now it's broken. And I love you just the same, but I'm worried words lose weight. Does it hit you just as hard from 3,000 miles away? From 3,000 miles away, from 3,000. I used to like to go out before I met you. Now I just go out to forget you. Put my nice shoes on so strangers can't tell that I miss your dirty Air Force Ones. I used to like to go out before I met you. Now I just go out to forget you. Put my favorite shirt on so strangers don't know that it looks way better on you.
Hello, everybody. We are back. You are tuning in to Clubhouse
Radio,
broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. But if you're listening anywhere else in the world, we love you the same. Especially, I think, who is in it? Timothy?
I'm going to say Jonas.
Jonas, listen. And if you're in your car, Jonas, right now, and you hear us, we're talking to you, Jonas. Especially Jonas, you know, the one that you just got a new haircut? I'm talking to you,
and
man.
I know that your friend Jack is right next to you.
Bro, if we actually call somebody out, bro. But we just wanted to say thank you so much for tuning in. Without you, it wouldn't be possible. And we want to make sure that you're staying hydrated, because it is the key to health and happiness.
And so, once again, you're listening to
Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you on 90.7 FM, WGXE. Those were two songs. The first one was Peas and Carrots by...
Wait.
So, the one that we just listened to was Dirty Air Force Ones by Alexander? Alexander 23.
Yeah.
I knew he had some numbers after his name.
Now again, I am your sound engineer, DJ Shamoney, and...
I am your host, DJ Cola. Today, our show is about the perception of time. We just talked about some crazy theoretical time travel.
So
now we're going to talk about some, like, predictions. What do you think time is going to look like in 100 years?
Okay, wait. Before we do that, since we're still on the topic of time, would you rather have a mirror where you can talk to your future self and know if you made all these achievements, or talk to your past self and see if you're the person that your past self wants to be?
So,
like you would hear the things, you would tell your past self, and your past self would talk to you, asking you so many questions.
Yeah, so I think I would talk to my past self, because I think the future, you know, it's unknown, it's scary. So, like, and what if you see something you don't like and you try to change it, like, and you ruin fate or something? There's this one quote, those often find their destiny on the road they take to avoid it.
Ooh.
Or something like that. That is also, guess where that's from?
Einstein?
That's from
Futurama.
That's from Kung Fu Panda. That's Master Uwe. Those often, hold on.
Find their purpose?
Here.
That's hilarious.
Master Uwe said, one often meets his destiny on the road he takes to avoid it. Yeah. I'm sorry, Master Uruguay has some inspiration.
He was spitting bars.
But that being said, what do you think 100 years in the future is going to look like?
Let's see.
I feel like
we'll probably mostly have electrical cars, like, fully.
I think we might be able to find a way to make dogs talk. With AI, we're AI's getting really good.
I'm scared for the
imagine like if like we got an AI that links to a dog's brain and then like some through some algorithm converted that to human speech. Like what would it, like what a human would say?
It just sounds like such a stretch for me.
I mean, yeah, but guess what? That's what people said about what's it called? The internet.
Really? Yeah.
Valid. Yeah, people, if you went back in time, like a long time ago, and said, hey,
like 100 years.
Yeah, and say, I can literally find any piece of human known human information right here on this little box, and I can also talk to anybody in the world that wants to talk back to me to this little box. I can play music. I can get help. I can call 911 and get help immediately if I'm about to die.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's
excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. What's 911?
Like anything. The emergency services. So, yeah, I think that's interesting.
Oh, the people that help.
So I think it would be interesting to go back and forth. And now that we're going to go back and see an idea. In the 1900s, this one.
I feel like we will actually have robots.
Yeah, probably.
Or like some form of a smarter version of like AIs.
In the what's it called, though? In the 1900s, we used to think that we would have.
Sidewalks would be moving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is one of them. We used to think moving sidewalks. We also used to think we would have, like, a movable ceiling that we could put over towns to stop rain from, like, messing with us.
Okay, kind of. I guess a tent. A tent?
Maybe.
Kind of like a tent.
One thing they did, what's it called, predict were electric pianos, which is really interesting.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't the exact same as what they...
Didn't they
also... As electric pianos are, but we got electric pianos now. They're called keyboards. Yeah. You can take them, some take batteries, some plug in.
Didn't they also think, like, we would have, like hats that made us fly or something, or, like, jetpacks?
See, there's one thing like that. So, they're called, lake walking, so...
What's that?
In the picture, right, this is a...
May I see this photo?
This is supposed to take place in 2000.
2000, that's...
Yeah, this was in the 1900s.
Okay, let me see this.
And you would wear little balloons that kept you at surface level with the water, and you could, like, walk on it like Jesus.
Okay, that's kind of like the...
And there's also a dude...
Rides a bike.
Water bike. Water bike. Why don't we have water bikes, yo?
We do have cars that can go on water, though.
What's it called? Allanders. That's not the name of it, but...
There's a Jeep that can go on water.
Oh, one thing, another thing that it predicted. Self-driving cars. We got that now.
Okay, yeah. And this is like 2000s, I thought?
This is in the 1900s.
Wow.
Ooh, okay. So this is in the 1960s, 1969. Right. This is what, I'm going to show it to you and describe it to the audience, what a nuclear fallout shelter was going to look like, or what they thought it was going to look like. And in the picture, there's a town, and then right under the town, there's a huge circle, like three times the size of the town.
That kind of sounds cool, but that like would have a lot of
like
resources.
Like an artificial trees and like a fallout bunker.
Isn't that a game fallout? Yep. Never mind. Never mind. I'm thinking about video games, and you're talking about a fallout bunker.
So, that being said, now we're talking about things that have happened and predictions.
Do you think they thought we would have video games?
That's probably not, but in the 1930s, an artist predicted video calling.
Okay, what's that again? No, imagine...
Oh, you can see it's like
oh, I've seen that photo.
It's almost like it's not a smartphone, obviously.
It looks like a beer pad.
It's like a little mirror with the person's face, like a little mirror opened, one of those flip mirrors.
I kind of wish we had that. Then
right, that'd be cool. It was like a little flip mirror, but on the other end, instead of it like being a case, it's
like
kind of like
a portal.
The speaker.
It's kind of like a portal. Looks like a portal to me.
Yeah, almost. Well, that's super interesting. But let's go back to our predictions. Okay. So we can be equally as wrong.
Okay. Let's see. What's something else I predict?
I think we're going to have humans on Mars. No, maybe not humans.
I feel like that's going to take another
I think we're gonna have
300 humans. Years.
I don't. Maybe not living there, but I think we're going to get humans on Mars.
On Mars?
On Mars.
Maybe
not living there sustainably.
I feel like eventually we will find other life on other planets.
I'm not sure if you would call this, if this correct scientific word would be hypothesis or theory.
I think it would be a theory.
I'm not sure if I have evidence to support it, but my theory I guess, maybe. Well, whatever. So we found, like, microbial, I'm not sure if that's the right word, like, single-cell organism life.
Okay.
At the bottom of Antarctica.
Yeah.
Oceans. Like, yeah. Horrible climates, frozen.
Yeah.
And
they're living.
Yeah. And there is many moons near Jupiter that have the same climate conditions as Antarctica does. Frozen water moons. So...
So maybe hypothetically there are frozen people that can survive that.
Maybe
weather.
Not even frozen people, but single cell organism. And also there might be some water left on Mars with life. And if that is the case, there's two equally terrifying options. And one is that life can originate on its own, like on each planet, which is like, oh god, that means many planets have life, or something equally terrifying.
They're aliens.
We came from a common ancestor from somebody from Mars.
Wait, hold on.
Because Mars and Earth are pretty close.
Hold on, wait. Well, I feel like that should have had like some like dun dun right. dun.
Music the we're background. The aliens potentially. If Mars like
so if we're the aliens, why don't we have flying ships? But we did already.
That and also the common ingredients for life. See, I've been studying a little bit of Abion Genesis with this.
What's that?
The natural process of how life is created and all the chemicals that you need to create DNA are found in meteors.
Okay, my question is, what are your thoughts on cloning?
Cloning? It's possible. We have already cloned.
Okay, yeah, but it's illegal. Like it's actually, like, illegal.
See, there was a sheep cloned in 2008, was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then after that, it got shut down.
Know a bit about this. So, you take the mother's somatic cell, and then you take DNA of the other organism. Oh, man, I actually learned about cloning in school.
I did too.
That's wild. Right? Dolly the sheep. Dolly, that's the name
of
the sheep.
Yeah, Dolly the sheep. Yeah.
For those of you curious, there was a literal sheep that got cloned. Like, we can clone living organisms. Not like
not people,
the way you will
not
think.
People. It's illegal. Oh, if you clone people, it's illegal. You will go to jail. You will go to jail.
It's not like another or exact replica is made.
It's not like
it's
you
like
have
a
memories.
Baby. It's like
yeah.
a baby.
Yeah.
Like, with completely different, man, that's like opens up some experiments though. If it was allowed,
but that's why it wasn't allowed because
yeah, for real,
people were like, "Wow, this is dangerous. You could
unethical.
You could yeah, like you're playing life. You're trying to be God."
Oh yeah, I think we're gonna have CRISPR like DNA editing things. Like, I think you're gonna be able to pick genes for your baby.
That's scary.
Like, I think you're going to be like, hey, doctor, I want the tall gene for my baby. Can you turn off the short genes for him? Or something like
that. But that's why cloning isn't a thing.
Right.
Because, for example...
But it's different than cloning. Cloning, you're bringing life.
But also with cloning, you would take out DNA. That's why. Right. That's the main reason why you wouldn't want cloning. Because, for example, let's say hypothetically you could be like, the gay gene... Or like the black gene, or like oh yeah, my child's black. I don't want that gene in them.
Oh yeah, no, that's fair. That's a good point.
That's why it brings up so many problems and why it's so unethical to clone.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're like, you get to say, hey, I want my child. Yeah, no.
I want my child this way. I want my child to.
Yeah, almost like control freak.
Yeah, like.
So
it's you see like an overwhelming parent. Like, you want your kid to be this one thing, and that would bring so much danger.
Ooh, what if in the future there's a black market for that?
Cloning?
Yeah, like a black market for cloning. Because it's obviously unethical. Like, the same thing, there's a black market for hiring a hitman now.
Ooh.
Like, maybe there's going to be a black market. Have you ever watched that movie? You can talk to a black market dealer and say, hey, I don't want my kid to be short.
Let's make him 6'3". Like
that wouldn't be the worst thing. There's a lot more worse things that I didn't want to say personally. But like, let's say imagine somebody else.
You know?
Like, let's say imagine somebody else went to a cloner or like a gene editor and said, I don't want my child to be a certain race. Like, yeah,
that
might happen.
That would cause so much panic,
right? So those are some of our predictions. If you have any other predictions of the future,
please hit us up.
Oh yeah, at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. Especially you, Joshua. Listen, we see you driving.
Are you Jacob?
We see you driving. Like, I can literally see you. Look behind you. What's up,
Ben? He's right behind you.
Burn.
Burn.
That being said, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM
WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. We're going to play you into a music video.
Whee!
Or just music for you. Sorry, you guys can't see if you're listening on
okay,
your radio.
Okay, now I know. I don't know if you guys want to hear this one. Actually, you know what? You guys can hear this one because the one I was going to play.
We might play both.
It's really old.
We might play both. We'll see.
There you go.
Offenses. I'm watching the clock ticking by and I'm dancing. I'm lost, but I'm loving the high of advancing. Won't learn everything, but from pushing that answer. I promise the sun is from sinners and hate. They stuck in the bottle, I'm tossing away. Got a lot on my plate, a lot on my brain. Like, when will I live if it's they need to get off my need to stop smoking cigarettes. Gotta get cash, Paris. Did you get it? I told them this rap takes two, but I'm getting it. Gonna be famous, say it, but then yeah. Not yet, let them know I'm my own prospect. I told him it's a long process, but go hit my phone if you got any questions. Questions? Question running through my mind. No, I'm never satisfied. Vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation. If you don't like your life, then you should go and change it. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day. Every single day. Every single day, hey. Everybody sour like a lemon tree. I'm just smiling down upon my enemies. Do the shit and love it on a daily. Say you hate your job, but you'll never leave. Never leave, but that ain't gonna be me. That ain't gonna be me. My brother called me up, said he saw me on TV. I said it wasn't easy, but right now I'm living crazy. Build this engine from the ground up. Now my hands, they ain't so greasy. Feel me? I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day.
Okay, so real fast, right? You know how the song says every single day, because I love my occupation? If you love your occupation, why are you on vacation?
But he ain't on vacation because he's doing his occupation, but that's his vacation.
Okay, because he loves his job so much?
I can't believe you actually got that from what I said, because I don't even understood what I said. I'm pretty sure I just rambled, and you somehow understood me.
You're talking to me, of all people. how many shows have we done and, you've rambled or I've rambled and we've understood it?
We just got the same wavelength.
Fun fact, audience. We're the same height, but I have a longer wingspan, and
got long arms.
Yeah. And his favorite color is pink, and mine's green. And they're on the opposite side of the spectrum, I think. Right?
Yeah. It depends.
Color pattern.
What's it called?
Palette.
Pink is really just light red, and red green? Is just dark pink.
Isn't green just a lighter blue?
No, because what's it called? Green is the opposite of
red.
Red. If it's a darker green, but then if you pitch it up to like a lighter green, it's the opposite of pink. Because pink is just dark, or pink is just light red, and red is just dark pink.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
So, yeah. That's a little fun random fact that we just said. We're gonna let you continue the song now. Oh wait, actually, it's 6:51.
We're almost approaching the end, you know. Now, funny you mentioned the time because that is the topic of our show.
Time.
So now that we talked about some theories, what's up?
I can't believe we've been talking about time, and we haven't once brought up that one show. You know that one show where it talks about time, and it's like it's in black and white.
The first thing that popped in, I don't think I got you. The first thing that popped into my head was the Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
I can't believe I got that.
We've talked about time. We haven't once brought up the Twilight Zone.
The Twilight Zone is old. I love that though. I think my grandma used to be obsessed with that show.
My grandfather put me on the Twilight
Zone. Shout out to you, Grandma.
Word. Where's the PC you pop up?
Yeah, I mean, you can hear me. Unless you can.
I mean
if there's an afterlife. Shout out to you.
Hey.
Shout out to my ghost grandma.
Hey, I think there's an afterlife. I think that's pretty fire.
I'm just saying, shout out to my ghost grandma looking down upon me. I hope you're proud I'm on the radio.
Wait, if it's a ghost, wouldn't that mean that it wouldn't be looking down at you? It would be looking at you because it's a ghost?
Yeah. Or if you're, wherever you are, you know.
Yeah, where? We'll say wherever you
are. Hold on. How many ghosts are listening to the show? Can we get a shout out? And I'm sorry if you're listening to the show alone and you heard a voice.
Look, if you heard a voice just now, you probably heard ours because you're listening to Clubhouse Radio.
Broadcasting to you live, 90.7
FM.
WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. You want to play us into the dumb song? This song is awfully dumb and I love it.
Okay. I don't know if I want to, like, mess with this and then go off because I think this song is like 3. This other song is 3. Do you want to finish that song, then go into the other one?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Bright, so thankful for everything. Rejuvenate in my inner light as I work hard for all I need. Open arms, embrace the life and all the wit you gave me. Hard work, it pays off. I'm happy now, it's paying me. Close my eyes, sometimes I feel as if I'm blown away. I love the life I live and enjoy the ride along the way. I'll make a living out of living, yeah, that's what I say. I got one life to live and I would live no other way. I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. I'm on vacation every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day. Yeah, Van Gogh, my earlobe. I can't hear, I'm here though. I may be a weirdo, but this is my year, yo. My life may be crazy. My lack of the lazy has let me do shit that I love on the daily.
Come, don't look at me, don't look at me. When kingdom come, don't look at me, don't look at me, I'm just too dumb.
Hello, our beloved audience. I just came in to say you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, ACRA, Catskill Hudson. Our topic of the show was about time. And speaking of time, look at the time. You're looking at your clocks. You're looking at your watches. You're looking at whatever you're looking at. You may be looking at your microwave time, and that's chill with
me. And you
want
to know what's crazy? What's I was that? Just about to be like, oh my God, I can't believe we're about to end the song without saying our outro. Again, thank you for listening, and I hope that you're watching your dog slash cat slash rabbit's hamster Thomas's watch and your friend's pocket watch and phone.
That I'm going to steal.
That the rabbit is listening to.
I'm just kidding. That's stealing is bad. For legal